I think that the only way to get those blessings or to get that quote unquote luck is to be fully prepared and be someone who's willing to take the action, who's willing to have courage, who's willing to be bold, who's willing to put the teams together in order to make that vision come true, and who's willing to sit in the uncertainty and take the risk of these big visions that are waiting. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. You can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said. And today we are talking about creating your own luck.
Here's why I wanted to talk about this. And I know you want to talk about it for a separate reason, but there's this great debate out there. Is luck when opportunity meets preparation, right? You hear all these people beating the drum like, oh, there's no such thing as luck. It's just when opportunity meets preparation. And if you're not prepared, you're going to have bad luck. And I used to really beat that drum, by the way. Or is luck a real magical, mystical thing where you get handed or dealt something magical and you call it luck, or you get dealt something crappy and you call it bad luck? And spoiler alert, I think it's somewhere in between.
Right.
I don't think either party where they say, oh, they're so lucky, like everyone's just been wildly blessed out of the blue. I don't think that party is necessarily correct, but I also don't think the party that ignores the magical side of luck and, you know, takes full credit for the luck that they've gotten in life, I don't think that party is necessarily correct either.
So I think it's mostly hard work. I think it's 90% or more preparation and hard work. And I do believe that there is 10% of luck always at play. And here's the thing is that I think a lot of us get the 10% card. So Are there some people who maybe never get it? Are there some people who maybe get less or maybe get some different things like really shitty hands dealt to them? Absolutely. But, you know, after almost 900 episodes of my podcast at this point, I can tell you that, you know, the people who have gotten the shittiest hands tend to be the ones who are most successful and tend to really turn their life into a life of that preparation and of that, you know what, I'm never going to let that happen to me again. And here's the action that I'm going to take. And then they're ready for the opportunities that I believe are constantly out in the ether floating in the universe. Because what I believe is that the world is constantly, it has millions of opportunities out in the universe at any given time. And all of these ideas and opportunities are just looking for the person for it to land on. Like, the opportunities are seeking the vessels, meaning the people, in by way that it's going to come out into the world and become an actual reality. So I think that the only way to get those blessings or to get that quote unquote luck is to be fully prepared and be someone who's willing to take the action, who's willing to have courage, who's willing to be bold, who's willing to put the teams together in order to make that vision come true, and who's willing to sit in the uncertainty and take the risk of these big visions that are waiting. So I do believe in luck. I do believe that there's like 10% luck at any given time. That's just, it just happens. It's just like, they say some people are born more lucky. I'm not sure, because if we really unpacked it, Chris, I think we'd find where they created a lot of their own luck.
This is really fascinating, because I don't want to ignore the fact that everyone comes from different starting points, right? Some people come with a head start. Some people come with a bigger hill to climb than others from day one. But if I used you and me as an example, one would have looked at me and said, oh, he started with a head start, some advantages, an upper middle class professional family that valued education, that had two great parents, that did the, you know, worked their tails off to give us a good life. And then there's you, who also had two great parents who worked their tails off to give you a good life, right? So that's lucky. But then you had a, they'd look at where you, you know, you came from in terms of your parents spent most of their time in poverty and in struggle and in the middle of nowhere, upper Michigan, like literally middle of nowhere. And, you know, you had some big strokes of really bad luck, I guess, no pun intended.
Didn't finish high school, didn't go to high school, didn't have the education.
Mm-hmm. And so if you and I were strangers, people would point at me and say, well, he started with advantages. And they point at you and they'd say, she started with disadvantages. He was lucky, she wasn't. Except, having known you now for 20 years, I have watched you carve out, hunt down, seize the moment and go out and make your own damn luck. And sometimes the disadvantage is the luck. Because if we use your and my example, if we took this further, you could say there's some parts of life where I had it so good that it was a disadvantage that I was soft or that I was spoiled or that I was, you know, right?
Yeah.
And you could say some of your parts that some would say struggle is where you built these muscles and your luck was that you had little things didn't bother you and you had huge, you know, metaphorical muscles to accomplish things and thick skin and whole nine yards. So it's really interesting as we unpack this, because again, I don't want to be insensitive to someone who started with a bigger hill than somebody else, but sometimes that bigger hill is the mother freaking luck.
You know, I will tell you that the most motivated I have ever felt as far as like, just like do or die. Like when I've experienced do or die or moments, it's been when I just have hit rock bottom, when my back has been up against the wall, when there is red negative in the bank account and I don't have anyone to ask to borrow it. And I can say that those are the times that have propelled me the most. And, you know, now if you're sitting in a cushy job or you've got like a pretty decent life, you have to create the motivation. You actually have to create the pain that gets you to move. You have to create the why. You have to create, you have to use both, right? You have to use the pain of not in action. And then you also have to like really tap into your why. And it's not that you can't do it. You can absolutely do it. But it is something that you just have to work a little harder, because it's not just there every day in your face. Like, you hate your house, you hate your car, you don't have a car, you're broken down, you've got a red bank account. Like, literally, those are things that you're like, well, shit, I need to, you know, work and figure this out. And obviously, a cushy life is like, well, I'm comfortable. I like my DoorDash at night. I like my Netflix. I like the people around me. I'm just comfortable. So I want to talk about just some of the times that, you know, because I was writing a list. I was really trying to like get in touch with the times in my life where we have created what might be perceived luck. And, you know, again, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And we've acknowledged that we do believe there is such a thing as luck or lucky people. But for me, it's been about creating what I wish existed. So even on my run today, I was with Lindsay Schwartz, and you know, she's my running partner every single week and also one of my best friends. And we were talking about, we were like, you know, for this year, we need to like go and get in the rooms and like network and be in these expansive rooms. And where are they? Like, which ones should we be in? And we said, you know what? Screw it. Let's create the rooms. And this is what you and I have always done. Like, we've been like, you know what? Let's actually create it. We just did it last year. We were saying, I wish that there was a place for high achieving couples to go and meet with other high achieving couples and like collab and have these experiences. And we're like, well, there's not. So you know what? Let's create it. And that was not easy. These are like these moments where on the outside, they're like, must be nice, or they have all these great friends and people just want to come together. I'm like, that took so much time, effort, and planning. And we were so freaked out about that, that no one, I mean, that took way longer to fill than we ever expected. We were like, nobody likes this. Nobody wants to be our friends. Like, we went through imposter syndrome and like, what the hell? And then we filled it. But I think from the outside looking in, that's one of those moments where people just think you have these great people in your life. And that was so intentional and took so much work. You know, the Bliss Project event was one for me where it was like, I wanted to be in rooms connecting with epic women, and I didn't know what rooms those were. And I wanted an event like this. I wanted to go to one, and I didn't know of one. So I said, I'll create it. And then I'll share one more, and then I would love to hear yours. But for me, I had always, you know, especially once I started launching different businesses, and I knew that, you know, I just wanted to grow. I wanted to grow in a lot of different ways. I wanted to start a company and I wanted to network. I needed to be in these like really high level networks of people. And I was like, how am I going to ever like be worthy of these rooms? How will I get invited? I'm just kind of a no name to these people. And, you know, doing these huge things. And I had tried to break in other ways and it just wasn't working. And then I realized that the podcast was like my VIP ticket to a front row seat to an hour connection call with people who charge $10,000 or $50,000 or whatever it is, or who never go and connect with other people, right? So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to create my own networking experience and be able to have this time with these people that I would never get. And now people say, oh, she's so lucky. Well, she can just like go waltz in and, you know, send an email to someone and connect with someone. That is not what happened at all. It was, you know, I'm almost in what, year five or year four or five of this podcast. Yep. I'm almost to 900 episodes. Like, guys, that is putting in work for a network. Yep. So Chris, how about you? When have you created your luck?
That's funny. I was going to use these podcasts. I was going to say, I think people look and say, well, yeah, they're lucky. They have a giant audience to sell to, or yeah, they're lucky. They have a giant audience to, you know, raise money with, or yeah, they're lucky. They have this giant audience to collaborate with, except that's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears creating an audience, right? Mm-hmm. It's consistently serving and serving and serving. And then if you take any time off, it's like all the work in the past was for nothing. Mm-hmm. So you really got to make sure that you are being consistent enough to create your own luck, be it a big audience or be it anything else. I think another time that comes to mind is when the recession happened in 2008, 2009, and I was in banking. Some would have looked and said, hey, that is, I feel so bad for them. Such bad luck. Chris lost his incredible career. And then they had to short sell their home and they had to walk away from their rental properties. And also, oh my God, what an unlucky, you know, series of events for them. Except it had nothing to do with luck. Number one, the recession is just a circumstance. It's not good luck or bad luck. Because I have a lot of friends that got very rich during it. We got poor, but I have friends that got very rich during it. So, right? So you can't call it good or bad luck. It's just a freaking circumstance. Number two, yeah, it wasn't pleasant to go through. No. I will not try and make anyone think it was pleasant to go through. But I will tell you, without that rock bottom moment, we wouldn't be in entrepreneurship in the way that we are right now. And I call that great luck, great luck that stemmed from a crappy circumstance. And so I really think luck is, you know, everyone says it's when preparation meets opportunity. I'm going to add to that. I think luck is sheerly how you view circumstances.
Wow. Yeah.
You view them as something that can improve your life, or do you view the circumstance as something that is going to take away from your life? And that's how you end up saying, I was lucky or I was unlucky.
Wait, this is so crazy because some of the most unlucky times of my life are the most lucky. So one would say being kidnapped in Mexico and held hostage for 8 hours in a taxi cab and being physically beat and abused is very unlucky. But I have to be completely honest and tell you that if I would not have had that wake-up call, my life was going downhill fast. And do I think that that was like a universal gift? I honestly might say maybe, because I was in such a bad place and had such a thick skull, you guys. Like, I don't know if anything less than that would have woke me up. I am so lucky to have had that experience that, number one, made me get so close to God after that. Like, it was just so crazy what I experienced during that. And then also made me wake up to the people I was hanging out with. Like, I was like, these are not good people. This is like not the life that I want. And that is what really started me on the, like, my life is meant for more, because up till then, I didn't think it was. I was like, I don't know why I'm here. I'm a piece of shit. Like, I'm a loser. I'm living a shitty life. Well, I was. I mean, I wasn't adding any value to the universe being a lump of shit and drinking all the time and hanging out with shitty people. So that really made me realize, like, I had some serious flashes during that of, like, you know, you're meant to do big things and you got to get yourself out of these situations. So that is one of the luckiest times of my life.
I'll tell you, so as you described it, I'll tell you something that's coming to me. I think everybody should look back on their last year, and they should look at everything, not as good luck or bad luck, like list like at least 10 events that happened in the past year. Okay. And don't look at them as good luck or bad luck. Look at them as a circumstance and find where it could have helped your life. Yeah. Even if you didn't take advantage of it, even if you didn't spin it positive, right? Even if you just let it knock you down.
That's so good.
You should write down the 10 circumstances that happened last year. And then you should look at it and say, how could this have been for me? How could this have been good luck?
That is so good.
Because you're going to start building new muscle. You're going to start building new muscle where you start treating circumstances differently and turning them into opportunities. And then everyone's going to look at you and say, oh, you're so lucky.
Totally. I love this. And it's so many, just like everything else in life, it's so many layers. And I could keep digging into this, but I think that is what I hope that everyone gets out of this, is just to really look at the moments where you really are lucky, like where it's like, oh my God, how was I right here at this moment to meet this person, have this opportunity? I used it. That is incredible. Like, taking those moments and just like really letting those sink in and realize that they're all around you all of the time. And then really knowing that being prepared is going to create so much luck. Creating what you want is going to create so much luck. And also looking at the circumstances of your life and realizing that that could have been or was one of the most epic opportunities of your life. And if you can't tell, Chris and I have, we take pretty much everything that has ever happened to us in life and we really look at why it was for us. And I think that is why, I know that's why we still create, or we create our own success, and that we're happy with our lives. And we don't, you and I definitely don't have regrets. We do not look back on our life with regrets. We don't look back and say, I wish that wouldn't have, I've never thought that. Like, I wish that wouldn't have happened. I wish I could take that back. Like, even if it's things I've said or done that I wish I could, you know, like a lot of people wish they could take back those moments. I'm like, no, because I've grown so much from them. And like, yeah, maybe you don't like certain things that you did, but my gosh, what great lessons that now you'll never be that person who acts that way again or whatever that looks like. So yeah, just really sitting in that. I love what you pointed out.
Yeah, it's funny, Lori. It's everybody has an opportunity from this moment forward to choose how they're going to see their circumstances as good luck or as bad luck. And then to choose how they see other people's circumstances. If they look at our story and say, oh, must be nice to have an audience, they missed the whole point. They missed the point where we turned what other people would have called bad luck into good luck. And then that would empower them. they would start seeing patterns of, oh, I see what this person did. I see what that person did.
Patterns.
And those patterns would empower you to reinterpret your circumstance and to turn it into something magical.
Look, we just interviewed, and you know, I thought of this topic to talk about because we just interviewed Tony Robbins last night, which it, never in my life, I mean, I guess I would have been like, yeah, I hope I interview him, but I wouldn't have guessed it 5 years ago that it would have come to us and been like such a beautiful opportunity. And that's where this came from, is like, we were ready for that. We were in a position where we were ready to do that. We had an audience for him so that we could add value. And that was just a moment for me of, wow, that just, I know so many people are like, oh, you're so lucky. But I'm like, it's only because we both had these podcasts that we created an audience that the numbers of people can add value to him, and his, sharing his message on these podcasts can add value. So
I want to have a closing thought. And it's this, when you said you believe that the magical luck, like the strokes of magic where it had nothing to do with our preparation or anything, that was 10% of the occasions, right? 10% mm-hmm. real magical luck, 90% were preparation met opportunity. I think the one thing that we need to put a bow on this is that 10%, when it does unfold in your favor, they're not small strokes of luck. They're usually magic, like huge strokes of luck. And those 10% have to really be appreciated as well, because I believe that you'll attract more of it into your life if you appreciate yeah. the 10% of real magical luck that actually does land in your lap. You know, the person pulling you back as you're about to step into traffic. That's just lucky that someone is there paying attention. Or the car that swerves and misses you last minute. That's just luck, right? Mm-hmm. There's no, I didn't prepare for that. I wasn't working out and I was able to get out of the way. Nothing like that. So it's the 10% of true luck is freaking huge and magical. But the other 90%, folks, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. So good. Well, you guys, we're so grateful for you always. Chris and I really love this part of our week where we get to come together and discuss different topics, and know that, you know, we've gotten to meet so many of you who listen to our He Said, She Said episodes, and sometimes they only listen to these babes. So we must be doing something right. So we're just so grateful for you, and just feeling extra grateful for our audience this year, because we know that it's the place that we get to truly be us and do what we're here to do, teach and share and all the things. So just really expressing that to all of you. And if you love this, text it to somebody, share it with somebody. It's always like such a gift when we get to see who is listening, and we know we get to meet some of your people as well. So you guys, yeah. we will see you on the next podcast. Bye, everyone.
Appreciate you guys.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.